On Capitol Hill today, the House voted to renew the historic 1996 Welfare-to-Work program for another 5 years. The Republican majority, following the lead of President Bush, added stricter work rules for welfare recipients and required states to have a greater share of their welfare clients on the job. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Democrats are not pleased. They say the new requirements place too great a burden on both the states and individuals.
It was a nearly party line, 229 to 197 vote to reauthorize welfare reform, a reflection of the highly partisan debate that led up to final passage. Republicans repeatedly reminded Democrats of the bitter debate 6 years ago, when many Democrats argued against the welfare-to-work program that President Clinton ended up signing. California Republican Wally Herger called it a great success.
Critics predicted 1 million children would be forced into poverty, and recipients would be worse off. The opposite occurred. Since 1996, nearly 3 million children left poverty. Overall, 9 million parents and children have left welfare dependents and moved on to a better life.
Republicans said their aim this year is to build on the success of the 1996 welfare reform. John Boehner of Ohio said that besides requiring the percentage of welfare recipients holding jobs to rise from 50% to 70%, the new legislation will force them to hold down full-time jobs.
The bill requires welfare recipients to participate in work activities for 40 hours a week. But within these new requirements, there is significant flexibility for states and recipients themselves. Welfare families will have 16 hours a week to pursue education and job training. They can also attend school full-time for up to 4 months during a 2-year period.
Democrats protested that the GOP bill effectively rules out state aid for welfare recipients who want to get the training they need for better paying jobs. Michigan's David Bonnier said his state will definitely be affected.
Michigan has a program. It's called 10, 10, and 10. 10 hours of work, 10 hours of class time, 10 hours of study per week. It is a good program. This bill basically says no to that program, and it eliminates it.
Democrats also faulted the Republican bill for not increasing child care support even enough to keep up with inflation, while greatly increasing the number of hours parents are expected to work. Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum said 5,000 children are already on waiting lists in her state for child care.
We are now doubling work requirements for mothers with children under the age of 6. This will add thousands more families to our waiting list, costing Minnesota more than $100 million.
The bill also maintains the rule barring families from receiving more than 5 years of welfare assistance, as well as a ban on aid to legal immigrants. Florida Republican Clay Shaw said he was confident the bill will make welfare reform an even greater success.
We believe in the human spirit so strongly that we feel that if we raise that level of expectation, that they will rise up to meet it. And history tells us that we were right. We were absolutely right.
Democrats have pinned their hopes on less stringent welfare reform bills fellow party members have introduced in the Democratic-controlled Senate, which is expected to take up the issue sometime before August. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.